a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, May 28th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's going to teach you how to take control of your health. We're going to focus on accurate, up-to-date health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyal to any institution except honesty. Good morning to my co-host, Clint Powell.
What's up, Ed Jones? How you doing, sir?
Had a pretty good week. I'm going to update a little bit more down in the show here about my post-surgical procedures and protocol, and I just posted it, actually. I think I sent it to you a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's up on YouTube, Nutrition World channel, and it talked about how did I get back to work on day 8, how did I start driving cars on day 4, and how did I get to the gym on day 12. Not saying it without its challenges. Yeah. I'm not acting like this is a tooth that got pulled. Please don't take it like that. But because we don't reinforce our physical body with the green pharmacy and with the right habits, we're delaying the healing of many people through surgery. And traditional medicine does not embrace anything out of this green pharmacy toolbox for multiple reasons. Not all the time. It's not the doctor's fault. It's the systems that's kind of broke.
Well, and just to remind folks, it was double hip replacement you had recently. And I said I had my hip replaced about 9-10 years ago. And one of the things that we did similarly, but at the time, it was just a different approach. But we both, sounds weird, but we both prepared for surgery. We actually prepared to heal. Mm-hmm. I got in better shape. I was already in decent shape at the mm-hmm. time, but I worked out harder. I got more flexible. I was super hydrated. I mean, the stuff I was kind of doing anyway, but I was mm-hmm. super focused on it. And then when I got the surgery, my body was in a better place to heal. I will say, though, since you've come back, your ability to figure out those headphones has gotten worse.
Well, anesthesia, I actually double booked 2 clients yesterday. Thank you, little sneaky co-host. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, no, you didn't. I just wonder. I wish I should have a video clip of Ed Jones losing his religion on these headphones in here. Sean Whitfield went and got these fancy, expensive ones. Those cheaper ones were working just fine, but he got these nicer ones. And then they're spinning and flipping, and he finally goes, "Hey, these are Rubik's cubes, and I thought you were going to throw it, but you figured it out. Good job."
If they were my headsets, I would have thrown them.
Yeah,
because I still have a little baby temper of these things. But I did double book appointments yesterday for 2 clients. So my staff came in and said, "Well, Barbara's here," and I said, "But I see Richard standing over there." I said, "No, I did it again. Anesthesia.
Have somebody to help you? Don't you have like 4 or 5 personal assistants?"
I have plenty of helpers, but sometimes they
don't.
Can't.
They feed you grapes and fan you with like leaves, big leaves.
Of course they do. Yeah. I have my Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I deserve it after 44 years.
Well, listen, man, you do you. I support you is what I do. I don't care if it's Charlie or his Angels.
Hey, I remember something I saw in the news, and it brought back a memory of 1973. Mm. And I loved motorcycles as much as life itself in those days. I got pretty good at riding them, and I was only about 15 years old. And I don't know, there was some special law that you could ride something at 15, and I guess I did it.
Right.
But I used to go to eat at this little restaurant, and I just fell in love with it, and I've always gone there back and forth over the decades. And they just celebrated their 50th anniversary. Mm. Probably, I don't know of another restaurant that stayed in business. Now, when you say restaurant, it's kind of not Yellow Deli.
Yeah, there is a restaurant that's the oldest in the state of Tennessee here in Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. 116 years old.
What is that?
106. Zarzars.
Oh, Zarzars.
Yeah, same spot, same place, owned by the same family.
Wow.
Yeah,
but do you go to Yellow Deli much?
No.
Well, I know they're odd.
No, I've never been there.
They're odd people, but you're talking about a pleasant atmosphere with the way they decorated it inside, like a kind of a log cabin in a way, and they have wonderfully clean foods.
Good.
The reason I go is because they have foods that were sourced in the best possible manner, which is fresh and cooked to order. And they're very cautious about their food. Yeah, they have a different lifestyle. I quit labeling things a long time ago. I realized when I look at something and put a label on it, I've just limited myself. I've limited my choices. I've limited my life. Now, it doesn't mean I'm going to just accept everything that comes down the pike, but I'm catching myself sometimes looking at people and I'm throwing a label on them very quickly just due to living 66 years and especially going through all the ups and downs of different people that have made us mad over the life. And I'm really working hard to catch that label before it becomes a big marker on their forehead.
Yeah, in my world, I just don't trust people that say they don't judge. I judge people and things and ideas all the time. The difference for me from when I was younger is, to your point, I do it in a slower, more methodical way now. So it used to be I'd look at, I'd judge it and go, that's stupid. I wouldn't read. I wouldn't learn. But once I've learned or read or know enough in my brain to go, okay, it's not a snap judgment. If I judge it, I mean, people judge all the time. You judge who you date. You judge where you spend your money. You judge who you vote for. You judge, you know, how you spend your time. You judge the friends of your kids. You judge things all the time. Doesn't mean it's bad. But I think it can be bad if you just judge things and you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Absolutely. And if you judge people and you push them out of the momentary moment of your life, I think that's negative for me. And what I've ended up doing is giving them a chance.
Yeah.
And so often, 90% of the time, be giving them the openness to actually look them in the eye and not come from an attitude angle. It's just like magic how they kind of can open up and they're like, they got the same troubles I do. They got the same issues. They have trouble sleeping and pain and this. And they're just good people inside with some rough out exteriors at times. But I want to talk just a second about a new law that was just passed by Governor Lee last week on Delta 8 and Delta 9. Those are products that are very strong. They're very potent. They can be wonderful in the right venue, which is anxiety, sleep, and pain.
Right.
Those are the main three reasons. It is a family of CBD products, but they're very specialized for how they work. And Delta 8 is pretty amazing for anxiety, and Delta 10 is amazing for...
10?
Yeah, there's an 8, 9, and 10.
I did not hear. I've never heard of 10. Yeah. I know 9, but...
But Delta 9 and 8 is what we sell at Nutrition World, and 9 can help you relax, like THC's in it,
right?
But it's a form of it that's extremely allows you to be very lethargic. I do not recommend people to drive on it and do other things. Well, Governor Lee passed a law, and which is kind of odd, we're still learning about, on Delta 8 and Delta 10. 10 is like 9, but they didn't even talk about 9. They didn't pass a law on 9.
Okay.
And I love the law. And the reason I say this is because from day one, when Nutritional started carrying Delta 8 and Delta 9, we knew the right thing to do, which is you do not sell this over the counter. You put it behind the counter. You never sell to people under 21, and you also even educate the adults. We have talked many people out of using these products.
Okay, so I don't know if this is going to help maybe affirm what you're saying. I know for a fact there are people, go back 2 years when, I don't know if you carried Delta 9 at the 2 years ago, but you had CBD stuff in there and that little glass thing in the back. I know it's changed where it's at now. But I was sending people into you to ask questions because, one, I know you sourced where you got it from. But there were people going, and, you know, you can't test positive. And you're like, no, you can test positive with some of these. Those type of things, people take headlines and they go, oh, I'm just going to start taking it. And they don't ask. And I love the fact that every time somebody buys it, I've bought it there because I have, you know, with pain and sleeping. And as soon as every time, even though I've bought it in the past, your folks always say, now, let me tell you how to take this. And have you taken this before? And they're very cautious with that.
And, you know, I had forgotten about the difficult situation with that testing back then, because that was about 3 years ago. And I remember testifying to the state of Tennessee over a truck driver who lost their job.
That's the story I remember, yeah.
And it was kind of sad. He ended up doing okay, but they made him retire, I think. But they did pay his retirement, which they weren't going to do. And now that's, I don't know if it's gone to the wayside or what, but you don't hear anything about it.
So what is this law, though, real quick?
The law is saying that you cannot, all stores that now sell it have to keep it behind the counter and no one under 21. And the other is you can't sell it within, I think it's 1 mile of a kindergarten to sixth grade school.
That's a weird one.
Something like that. That's it. And but the thing is, how many stores just put it on the counter? How many would educate? How many really care other than selling a product? And that just is the nature of capitalism.
Well, and to me, and this, I'm not saying it's happening, but one of the dangers that I always, or one of the things that scares me, you buy something at the gas station that's labeled something that's Delta 9, and at the very end it's, you know, like product or are comparable to.
Yes.
And you buy it, and you don't know what's in some of those things. And
no,
that's
you
why
do
I
not.
Like coming to a place like Nutrition World. And if you don't have Nutrition World or don't shop there, find a place you trust.
That's right. There's not just us. There's plenty of other good ethical places, and Amazon's not one of them. The USDA is now super considering banning chocolate milk from school cafeterias to combat obesity. People kind of think that, like, it's kind of like Starbucks. You know, I see people all the time on Sunday. I go over there and sit and read, and I know what they're telling themselves. They go over and they get that big grande, and it's the frappuccinos, this and that, with all the stuff in it.
Yeah.
And when they go home, somebody says, "What'd you have for breakfast?" "Well, I got a Starbucks." How would it sound if they went to Baskin Robbins and had a milkshake for breakfast? They would feel so guilty. "Well, I had a vanilla chocolate milkshake from Baskin Robbins.
With caffeine mixed in."
With caffeine. They wouldn't go there because the label doesn't fit them. It doesn't, it's not comfortable. But yet, these calories at Starbucks are making this nation more obese.
Do you think it's the chocolate milk, though? I mean, I'm just asking you, between me and you, we had milk as a kid, and it seems like we had much more of a focus from a school part on the physical activity. In my
world. It's not chocolate milk causing the problem, but the thing that chocolate milk does that regular milk doesn't is feed the addictiveness to sugar.
Oh, okay, okay. Now
it's just the sugar.
Yeah, I
mean, milk's not a perfect product, but I don't know about you. I'm older than you, but I know we didn't have chocolate milk. We had regular milk.
I don't like chocolate anyway, but we had regular milk.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't like chocolate, butterscotch, caramel.
What's wrong
with
you?
None of that. I don't like melted cheese.
You don't like melted cheese?
Nachos to me are the smell of hell.
Clint.
The only thing I eat cheese on is pizza, and that's it.
Okay, I got to talk to Sean. It's time to get a new co-host. This ain't going to cut it.
Yeah. If there's a hell, then it's the smell of melting chocolate and melting cheese while I'm listening to Taylor Swift for eternity.
Well, I agree with Taylor Swift, but Twin Peaks last night, I had some meatballs with melted cheese on it, and that was to die for.
That sounds terrible. Take off the cheese, and I'll take the meatballs.
You just hadn't broke through yet. Something's going to happen good for you.
Yet, yeah. 55 years old. When I grow up, I'm going to like cheese too.
All right, my friend. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, got lots of good notes about health topics that need to be learned about so that we can have optimal health. Because if not, you're going to probably have sub-average, and that's what we're trying to conquer with good education. So we got that when we come back, plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place is the third annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event like none other. Don't miss it. Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Vascular Institute, Optimize You, Fit Lifestyle, Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, Crunch Fitness, Texas Roadhouse, Chat Mortgage, Gold's Gym, DPC Center, Chattanooga Fitness Download, and Zerkops. For more information, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, back with my co-host Clint Powell. And Clint, tell people about your podcast and how this one gets on the platform after we're done.
Yep, I have several podcasts. DayFirePodcast.com. It's my co-host with Dawson Wheeler. He was the founder and owned Rock Creek Outfitters for about 30 years. And that's just adventures in the great outdoors. During the Break podcast, which is the original, the one I've done the longest, conversations with interesting people on all the topics out there. Love doing that one. Of, By, and For the People, two parts of that. We have Narrative and Headlines with my friend Eric Buchanan and Matthew Durham, who one's a professor and the other one is an attorney. And then the constitutional deep dives that go with that. And then Crimecast with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy. That's the newest one, getting a ton of good accolades so far. Got big things on the horizons. This one, Vital Health Radio, of course, is every Sunday on the radio. But then the next Tuesday of each week, this is downloaded to your favorite podcast platforms. You can just find it at Vital Health Radio Download. And if you do listen to it on Apple, be sure to leave us a review.
Thank you. I tend to never remember to remind people. They always think, oh, I got to be there Sunday at 9 o'clock.
No, and they don't. We love that.
Yep,
but you can also find it, you can go back and listen to all of our shows on the podcast platforms.
And I want to remind people of the Chattanooga Fitness Expo that will be June 3rd at 6:30 p.m. I competed last year in it, and I was pleased with how it helped me to reach new goals. I personally think most of us need a finish line somewhere at times to help us to up our game, and it did. And I was planning on perhaps pulling the stuff out of myself to try to do it again with this hip surgery, but it's just not going to happen, Clint, because I've gone from a 4-pack to a 2-pack to a no pack, so I don't have a pack anymore.
And I got a 1-pack. Is that what it is?
The 1-pack. Right.
I got a 1-pack. Yeah, I've got a 1-pack,
and I'm just not going to do it. But next year we'll roll around.
Yeah, why not?
And I say that, and who knows? I might change my mind, but I don't think so. I don't think so. But I'm going to the contest.
You can show up. You can just show up and just jump up there and say, hey, by the way, there's a couple minutes in between. Rip off your shirt.
I'm afraid after a few tequilas and we have a table, and we have a lot of obnoxious people sitting there that – and then Adam's putting part of the show on big time, and. So they better not get me pulled up there on stage.
Get you liquored up, take your shirt off, get up there with your cane. There you go.
No, you just made a bad universal energy that went out. So
bad universal energy. Okay.
And I was going to say something else about that contest. Oh, I know. I'm spending the night at the hotel.
Good.
Yep. Yeah. It's that way I don't have to worry about, if I do take one extra tequilas, I do things the safe way.
That's the responsible thing, and most people should do that if you're going to an event. You don't know. Yep. Either get somebody else to drive or just stay at the hotel.
Hey, we're going to switch gear totally. It's getting mosquito season. There's no doubt. And DEET is extremely damaging to many people. They don't realize it, especially children. It damages the neurological system. Anything that can almost kill an insect has to be hurting us. It just does. You spray DEET on something, it's going to kill it. Well, it's meant to repel it Well, that's fine if it's not doing us damage. And DEET does work to repel, there's no doubt. Mm-hmm. And again, so many decisions in health are a risk against benefit. Would I go into some area that I would get 50 mosquito bites without using DEET? No, because then I'll get sick from the mosquito bites. But on a daily basis, we don't generally have to deal with that. And Dr. Greger, who I have mixed reviews on him, but he is so well put together as far as analyzing medical studies to come up with a conclusion. I'm not too much about his food choices, but I am really about his choices on cancer treatments and many things. Well, what he found is when they tested the mosquito repellents and they tested the natural ones, they found that almost none of them worked. One. Ooh. Except one. And there's not a brand name. I actually should have done more homework. But what it is it contained lemon eucalyptus. And lemon eucalyptus lasted 4 to 7 hours and actually beat DEET.
Really?
Yes. 4 to 7 hours with one application. Now, what I would do, and I would probably just buy a bottle of lemon and a bottle of eucalyptus.
Is that it? Repel?
What's the ingredient?
Repel is lemon eucalyptus natural mosquito repellent. 4 ounce pump. It's called Repel lemon eucalyptus.
Okay. I knew there were brand names. I just got lazy and didn't look at our shelf. But I like making things really strong. I would probably buy a bottle of our essential oil lemon, a bottle of eucalyptus, mm-hmm. and put it in some kind of oil carrier that you're comfortable with and just make it as strong as you need to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And then children would have no problem. And I don't like the smell of citronella, and they found it didn't work. Citronella does tend to work when it's sprayed in the air with candles, but it doesn't work when you put it on your skin. Right. So there's some good information for the summer. We don't want to get bit too many times. They are carriers. It's called a vortex. They actually can, you know, bite you and then bite me, and I've got some of your blood.
Well, I just did a podcast on Dayfire with Dawson Wheeler, and we had a fun one if you want to go check it out, dayfirepodcast.com. We just, once every 3 months, it's just Dawson and I. Normally we have guests. And this time we did you know things about animals? And the deadliest animal or the deadliest insect on the planet is mosquitoes.
You're kidding. Mm-mm. It causes more disease than anything else?
It causes more disease than any animal on the planet.
Wow.
Mosquitoes.
Well, what a great little addition to our conversation here. I don't attract them that terribly, do you?
Oh, God. Me and my family, it is like I'm just a magnet. Now, I will say this, and I cannot remember the name. It's my turn not to remember the name. The barn nursery has something you hang in a tree. It's a cylinder. Uh-huh. And you mix water in it, screw the top on, hang it in a tree about 50 feet away from wherever you're going to be sitting.
Yeah.
And it lasts about 3 to 6 months. Did great. I got one in the front yard, one in the backyard.
You're kidding me.
$20 a pop.
And you don't light them? You don't do anything? They don't spray anything?
Nope, not a thing. It attracts the mosquitoes to them. They get in the and then they once they're there, they're there. But give it about a week. And put it out a week before, you know, at least 3 or 4 days before you know you're going to be outside a bunch. And it works great.
Well, I wish they had one of those that would attract women and you could hang one in your yard and see if you could attract the women to your house.
Yeah, it's called a bank account. You just put your bank account statement out on the tree. But mine's just if the water's on, the lights are on, then apparently I got enough money. That's me.
Well, you got teeth and you got a car and you got water and electricity.
Yeah.
I'm going to give everybody your cell phone number so all the females out there can start texting.
Yeah, it's 423, I'm too old, .com. That's how old I am. Phone numbers and a web address.
You think you're too old. You still got a few chapters left in your life.
That's the conclusion. We're wrapping it up, man. That's what it is.
Oh, you're in the fourth quarter at the last minute. No, you're not.
Yeah, it's okay.
You might be.
I don't understand that, though. See, I never, just in a serious note, I mean, my kids always... It's like, that's depressing. I'm like, if you've been in the game, it may be sad and melancholy and the nostalgia. I go down that road of looking back and going, man, I wish I could do this again. I miss that. I miss this. But, man, if you've had a good game, it's a good game. Whether it's coming to an end or not, you get to sit back and go, holy crap, that was a good, fun game.
I am with you, and it should be a celebration.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, 30 and 40 years old, you hadn't had enough time to complete the game.
Right.
You get near 60, and you start become the elder, which I really, really value the elderhood of the years coming on, because mm-hmm. I can sense a change in energies, not just physical, like energetic energy to go bounce around, but I'm talking the kind of the spirit, the soul, the energy that comes with touching those calm sacredness within us and the world that I did not have at 40 and 50. And I have the old saying, carry death on your shoulder, is very important to me, because when you think that you have 50 years left, you're going to take this moment for granted.
Yeah. So I'm not going to hijack your show, but I will add this. If you look, and not everybody gets this, this is why I think I've had a blessed life. If you look back on your life and you go, I have been loved from friends and romantically, mm-hmm. as well as any person who's walked planet Earth, in my opinion. If you have family and friends that you've been there for and have been there for you, if I've laughed uncontrollably, if I've cried because I'm sad and I've cried because mm-hmm. I'm happy, if there's things I've conquered and overcome, if there's things I've failed on and learned lessons from, if I love being by myself, but I'm good with being with company too, if all those things are starting to become true, if people call you up sometimes and go, by the way, this thing helped me, thank you for doing this, mm-hmm. and you've got people you can call and thank at the same time, that's a damn good life, man.
That is a big time damn good life.
That's a good life. I'll take that.
Absolutely. And if we could do that for a decade, we are gifted. Much less, I mean, you know, I don't want it for 3 weeks, but I'd like to have it for 20 years. If not, I've had that for 10 years. I have. So thank you, life.
Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You, universe. I'm glad we had that talk.
Yeah.
Want to talk about aspirin. I mean, going through this double hip surgery, they gave me 7 prescription drugs. Mm-hmm. And I will have to say, Dr. Higgins is an amazing surgeon. I just cannot speak highly enough of him. His skill level is beyond belief. And when you choose a surgeon, you know, you can't just think like people think about pilots. I mean, I fly small airplanes. Oh, well, he's got a pilot's license, so he's good. I don't fly with 50% of all the pilots at the airport because they're complacent and they're not on their game anymore.
And I don't fly with, I fly with 0 and of the pilots.
That's because you are, again, a scaredy cat of melted cheese and airplanes.
And I've flown them past, though, but I agree with you. Just because you're a surgeon doesn't mean you're a good one.
Nope, just because you got the license. That's so right. You got to be very critical and do your homework. But I am the third leading cause of death in this country is prescription drugs that are properly written and properly taken. That was a New England Journal of Medicine, so this is not some Inquirer headline. So we have to be diligent about our use of drugs because the traditional medical model will not give you that information because that's what they do. They write prescriptions. Well, aspirin was introduced in 1889, and it has come around the circle so many times of, oh, it's the greatest savior on life. It's the worst thing on that you could take. It's causing gut bleeding. It's causing this. It's making you live longer. Well, the whole new context, which I really, really value Dr. McCullough, Joseph McCullough, I think he's one of the wisest people living today that can make really hard decisions about things in the gray area, I guess I will say. And aspirin's one of those. So we have to weigh risk against benefit. And I've just learned from his new article, and he's very anti-drug, but he said it helps to release, one thing it does, I didn't know this, omega-6 is demonizing this country's health. Omega-6 comes from many of the processed foods, sometimes even healthy foods like flax seeds. Omega-3 does the opposite. It helps our health, our heart, and makes us live longer. Well, guess what? Aspirin helps to release some of the stuck omega-6 within our body. Did not know that. It lowers your baseline cortisol. Baseline cortisol is the adrenal hormone that we sometimes get too much of because we are overly stressed all day long. I'm experimenting with it with my Aura ring to see if I get different numbers at night because I'm going to do my aspirin at supper time.
Oh, okay.
It lowers inflammation. It also lowers aldosterone, which is another hormone that helps to lower blood pressure. And it helps to increase the level of carbon dioxide. And the biggest thing is help maintain mitochondrial function. We get old because our mitochondria, which is the factory that produces energy within our cells, gets worn out. So Dr. McCullough, he's starting to say, I'm doing 325 milligrams of aspirin every evening. I don't do everything he says, but I'm starting to do 325 milligrams of aspirin every evening.
Wow. I take the little small one.
81.
Yeah. That's what I
and think. That probably will do at least almost as close to the 325.
I don't know. It's a big difference in the dosage. But
you are going to bleed a quarter teaspoon of blood with a 325 milligram if you're the average person within the gut.
Yeah.
81, you're going to bleed a little less. So I like that idea too. I really, really do. So back on the aspirin for me, because it's been off my platform for about 10 years. I took it when I was married, and then I quit when I got...
I didn't know y'all sold baby aspirin until I came in there, and that's where I get it now. I used to have to go to 2 or 3 places, but there's things y'all carry that I didn't know you carried, and that's one of them. So
sometimes I'll I find things I didn't know we carried either. We have some new pill cases that are the coolest thing on earth.
Wait a minute.
Katie found them, and they are like designer. They've got all sizes, and then they're big, small, medium.
Do you have one that's got a morning, midday, and evening? Because that's the thing. That sounds really weird. I don't take 99 a day. I take just maybe 15.
Yeah.
But I want to take three or four of them in the middle of the day, yeah. and I do it. It's not like I'm...
Oh, we have one that I know you could make do that, because it has 10 little compartments you could do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that'd be a three-day supply. So you do morning.
Are you back on your 99 since surgery?
I'm on about 55.
Are you going to get back up there, or are you seeing what you can live without now?
It depends on what blood work does, how I feel, my aura ring. Intuition is going to play a role in that.
So really you may actually change and edit and adapt a little bit.
I might.
Look at you.
Well, we Good live job. And learn, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's what we hopefully do. Sometimes I don't, but I'm trying. All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, some more good notes on a little bit on vaccines, a little bit on EMFs, some on the air freshener that they put in a car. I don't know if you've seen those. I didn't know they made them, but it is a story to tell on this air freshener.
Okay.
So, got that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shallowford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place is the third annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event like none other. Don't miss it. Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Vascular Institute. Optimize You. Fit Lifestyle. Rick Davis Golden Diamonds. Crunch Fitness. Texas Roadhouse. Chat Mortgage. Goals Gym. DPC Center. Chattanooga Fitness Download. And Zerkops. For more information, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit VascularInstituteOfChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on. Some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell, talking about EMFs. Ben Greenfield, who is certainly very popular, and like you just said, Clint, the ultimate self-guinea pig. And I am a self-guinea pig, too, but you got to have a lot of money to reach his level of self-guinea pigness.
Yeah, he travels around and tries these things. He's been with Joe Rogan. He's just, like I said, he's you. If you had hundreds of million dollars and didn't have that overhead.
You know, I try some things that I don't talk about, so I do try a little bit more than appears that are quite out
there. Well, I know you try a bunch of stuff anyway, though.
And, you know, I don't really talk about too much the things that I tried that I didn't find success with unless somebody asks me and says, hey, I want to try this. Like, I'm talking about the oxalate story now that I've kind of discovered. I had a lady came in today, and she saw my video on how oxalates, which are little tiny like glass crystals, form from healthy foods. I'm sorry to say, green drinks and spinach and nuts. Well, I've dealt with this lady for about 14 years. Absolutely a train wreck, or her and another one that are both train wrecks as far as chronic pain. Mm-hmm. Their pain's everything from the bottom of their feet to the up to their neck, and it can rotate around. It doesn't always stay the same. It's because these oxalates, we believe, because we got a blood test now at Be Well Labs downstairs from Nutrition World. And so I started having women, because it's mainly women, and I've got three men who have tested. Some of them come out fine, but the ones who have had these chronic pains, the real bad ones, have come out high on these oxalates. So I'm starting a whole protocol of how do we lower oxalates.
What's high? What's a high oxalate? I mean, is that dependent on who you are?
But. Well, first off, it depends on your metabolism. There's people who can eat high oxalates and have zero concerns because they detoxify them.
Gotcha.
But I've always wondered, because I go back to common sense of ancient wisdom when I'm looking at nature and animals and humans. You don't really see, I've never seen deer in the woods that I see have arthritis. Mm-hmm. I see them with injuries. I see them limping because they got hit or, you know, an arrow or a bullet. But you don't see them to do like us humans are doing, which is at middle age, most of us are having issues. Mm-hmm. And it's pain-related issues. It's not normal.
Yeah, but deer don't play rugby like I did either. So let's be honest.
They played rougher than you did.
Yeah, they probably did.
Honest.
Yeah, they did.
When those bucks are fighting for those females, which you don't fight for any females.
Not anymore. That's true now. Yeah. There's a couple times in Governors or, you know.
Governors Lounge.
Buds, the old Buds. There's a couple parking lot and outside of yesterday's that I might have been trying to.
Olympia on 58. Hey. How about where my warehouse is now? What was the name of that bar?
Well, there was Governors and yours is the, it was two names. I'll say it in a minute. I'll come to it. I've been in that parking lot.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Michaels.
I arrested people on all those parking lots back in the day.
Yesterday's was the best though.
Oh, really? I never went down there.
What?
No, never. That's one place I never went. I was not a partier like
you. Well, him. I wouldn't.
I got married at 14 years old, so.
Okay. No, you didn't, but that's cool.
I got married too young. That's all I can say.
I got married old. I didn't get married until I was almost 30.
You really?
Yeah. I didn't think I was ever going to get married. Yeah.
Well, that's.
I was having a good life, and I still had a good life. Yeah, you know, I had a good marriage for a long time, and then it wasn't, so.
It was, and then it wasn't.
Then it wasn't. You know, we all wanted to go, I guess, discover new parts of ourselves, and that's okay in life. That's the way it works.
Yeah, sometimes the canoes just float away. They just float away from each other. They just do, and there's nobody's real fault with that.
I went through all the stages. You blame, and it's not mine.
Bingo.
And then you kind of realize that's called life.
Thank you for the wisdom.
Yeah, you're pretty wise today.
We talked about, again, EMFs, going to bring that back. Electromagnetic fields. It comes from all of our electrical appliances. I say constantly, there's no way I'm going to live without my cell phone. I really rely on electronics and would not want to not have them. But I say we need to create a sleep sanctuary. Mm-hmm. The reason is because these EMFs are creating frequencies. These frequencies, when they are in our body, are going to be found to increase cancer rates and also other types of disorders. We call it dirty electricity.
Huh.
Dirty electricity is, you can't run from it on this earth any longer, almost. And so a study came out with some really validity. If you're type 1 or type 2 diabetic, and you are in that class of people who are called electrically hypersensitive. I would say 25% of the people are definitely hypersensitive. Your blood sugar may increase when you're exposed to dirty electricity. It's also shown to definitely worsen MS symptoms, and many patients have found improvement when they install or set up sanctuaries that help to protect and recalibrate their electrical system at night. I put my cell phone far away. If you put your router on a timer, that's one great way, because your router is a cell phone tower in your own home. I do wear underwear that's called Lambs, and it is silver, which blocks the EMFs down to the little puppies down south. And we don't know what that's going to do, but I'm protecting them. I don't care.
Okay.
You don't really care about your puppies, but I care about my puppies.
Well, first of all, I respect them enough not to call them puppies. If you keep doing your thing, man, whatever.
I hope it didn't hurt their feelings.
Whatever. Hey, real quick, I looked up oxalates, and I did not know this, but they're also a contributing factor to kidney stones.
Oh, big time.
Well, I didn't realize that. So here's the symptoms, just to follow up what you're saying. Reoccurring kidney stones, grainy-looking stools, cloudy urine, gum inflation, swollen, achy joints, skin issues, poor circulation, and bone pain.
Oh,
so there you go.
And there's a vulva disorder in women that is horrendously painful, that oxalates have now been found to be the primary cause. You could go to 50 physicians in Chattanooga, and not one of them will know one single thing at this point. I'm going to put together everything people need to know to have a lifestyle to make this better for you.
I did not know this. It actually binds. Look at me becoming. It actually can bind to other trace minerals and nutrients and actually prevent your body from absorbing those nutrients.
Bingo.
Calcium, magnesium, zinc, aluminum, cobalt, and mercury.
Thank you. I'm glad you're my instant researcher.
That's real life research right there.
That's you're very quick at it.
Yes, sir.
You've done that before.
I have. I do it on podcasts all the time.
I can say that my level of oxalates have now dropped from a very high from blood testing down to minimal.
Mm.
What that means is that I'm not dumping it anymore. Oxalates, when you dump, which means you're ridding yourself, make you feel worse. That you just feel awful when they're dumping, and it doesn't dump quickly. That's the thing. It's a long-term process of 6 months to longer. But in 6 months, you can turn the corner for far better health. So stay tuned with me as far as on NutritionW.com and perhaps on Vital Health Radio for more information on oxalates. A guy had a bladder issue he couldn't get over. It was oxalates.
Yeah.
There's people who actually... You can see the glass things coming out sometimes.
Oh, wow.
So I've got one person who sent me a photo this past week of a piece of identical to glass shred, a little like it was a broken glass on the sidewalk, and it came out of her mouth. So
really?
Yep.
That is amazing.
Yep. And it's in its bare infancy. Without searching into the Amazon like I do for these little pieces of info that can change lives, you're going to probably die before it's traditional.
Yeah.
So, all right. I don't use air fresheners. And the reason I don't is because I'm aware of the toxicity of those products in most cases, except unless they come from good places like Nutrition World or, you know, organic areas that produce the real good stuff from essential oils. But there's an air freshener made by Febreze that goes in your car. And it is got a name to it, but I don't know if I have it here. But this is what Dr. Kelly Brogan had printed this past week about it. That one air freshener that goes in your car, there's 19 pages of chemicals that go into the making of this air filter. 19 pages of chemicals. It represents how poorly regulated and toxic this popular class of consumer products are. And the primary pollutants inside our homes are called VOCs, volatile organic compounds, and they get released from furniture, cleaning products, flooring, new clothing, and air fresheners. And this is awful. That it's called a Febreze car vent clip. I just saw the name.
I've used them before. What's her name again?
Dr. Kelly Brogan.
Kelly Brogan?
She's a psychiatrist who has embraced holistic integrative to a level that is fantastic. She deals a lot with bipolar, schizophrenia, and understands that medication is not curing and that there are far better options in many cases to help address those issues.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. And you can go to Kelly Brogan. She's got her own website, kellybroganmd.com. And I'm looking at the research clip right now. I mean, the research. Yeah, the it's Glade.
Oh, it's Glade.
It's Glade and Febreze. There's two talks in here.
I forgot Glade was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, ooh. Yeah. I always cut down Febreze. I need to bring Glade into the conversation.
Right.
Exercise-wise, I got to say this because this was very interesting to me. And again, I don't talk about things unless I see credibility behind the story because there's too many fake stories out there about health and everything else. But an 80-year-old who walks 1 mile per hour on their walking track has only a 10% chance of living until 90. But if that same 80-year-old moves faster at 3.5 miles per hour, he or she has an 84% chance of reaching 90. If there's ever a fountain of youth, this exercise, it is. And so we're talking intensity is key. And, you know, if you walk 1 mile an hour, I don't know on a treadmill what that number is, but it's dang low, isn't it, Clint?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely. I mean, I do it every day.
Oh, you do it every day.
No, I do. I mean, I do on the treadmill because I've got bad knees, so uh-huh. I'll turn around backwards and do the knees over toes thing,
yeah.
The exercises at 1 mile an hour. It's very slow. It's very controllable.
Is that like a one on mm-hmm. the numbers?
At least that's what I do. It says one.
So tell me about this walking backwards. I know the knees over
toes. Guy. Well, that's one of the – I do the exercises where I lean up against the wall, keep my knees straight, pull my toes upwards, but – there's just exercises I learned from watching his stuff on Instagram. I've got bad knees, so do my kids. So mm-hmm. I send them clips all the time. And I walk and I do the elliptical, but then part of mine is 5 minutes. I do backwards with my knees bent, slightly bent, holding onto the sides, and full toe-to-heel rotation and pushing with my knee to help cool. my knee a little bit. Yeah.
And the name of that site is?
It's Knees Over Toes.
Yep.
Knees Over Toes. He's been on Joe Rogan yep. a couple times.
Constantly.
Fantastic.
I hear people mention him.
I will say, if you try to do his exercises and you've got bad knees, uh-huh. you've got to do it in moderation. I mean, you'll look at it and go, oh, well, I'll go, and you'll go deep on some of his stuff and like, oh, I can't stand up now.
Mm.
And so you just got to kind of do it. You make it your version of it.
On blood pressure, this is something that has always somewhat, I knew this was true, but I now have read it. Blood pressure devices can vary greatly from very poor to excellent. And 84% of the devices in the U.S. are not validated. So what you want to do when you purchase a blood pressure kit is find that it is called U.S. or validated by going to something called U.S. Validated Device Testing or Listing, and that will tell you, but it should say it on the box. Mm. So we want something that is validated to have accuracy. I have seen many people who were put on medication for blood pressure because they simply didn't have the right cuff size and or the machine just was not accurate. And one thing is all medical people are trained that before they check blood pressure, three things need to happen. You need to have the patient urinate because urine in the bladder will increase potentially 5 to 6 points of blood pressure. Secondly, they need to have been seated at least 5 minutes that by not moving. 10 would be ideal. And thirdly is the cuff needs to be at the level of the heart, not below it. Most people never follow those three rules. I've never been asked to go urinate before doing blood pressure. And I can tell you that there are people, lots of people on medication because of these three errors.
Hmm.
And in fact, the biggest one, the other one is guys like, and I'm not bragging, Clint, but guys that have bigger biceps, they need a bigger cuff size.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you have them as large as me. You have to have those super extra large ones.
Yeah, the big giant ones. Yeah. Yeah. Well, wouldn't you?
For like rhinoceros.
Yeah. Arnold, Matt Davis.
I had to go to the Chattanooga Zoo.
Darren.
Chattanooga Zoo to get my last blood pressure check because they have cuffs down there for the rhinos.
Right. Yeah, of course. We all knew that. I'm surprised you hadn't seen a video with that somewhere. Here I am at the Chattanooga Zoo getting my blood pressure taken with Henrietta the Hippo.
Hey, whatever. Don't talk about my girlfriend.
Hey, the Henrietta the Hippo, that was actually New Zoo Review. If everybody remembers going up in the 70s, that was one of the shows I watched. They had an owl, a hippopotamus, and a frog. Yep.
Go, there you Clint. Go. Thank you
know
for
what?
That
you're gonna
goal.
Get. You're gonna get comments of how people remember that show now.
I don't, but maybe we
you
will.
You will okay. at Nutrition World. You'll get people come in. And go. I saw news and review.
That well, wouldn't be the, I'm gonna add extra staff to the store tomorrow to make sure because they'll probably bust them in. All the
anybody that says that gets no discount at all. But there you go.
Thank you, Clint. All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, a couple words of wisdom plus more as we continue for Clint Powell. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay. With us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place is the third annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event like none other. Don't miss it. Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Vascular Institute, Optimize You, Fit Lifestyle, Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, Crunch Fitness, Texas Roadhouse, Chat Mortgage, Gold's Gym, DPC Center, Chattanooga Fitness Download, and Zerkops. For more information, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my co-host, Clint Powell. Normally, I just read something that I have read that was inspiring to me or was touching to me.
Okay.
But tonight, or today, I'm just going to read a couple kind of things, one of which I wrote. I had a friend of mine, a dentist friend of mine, texting me while I was at home the first 8 days after double hip. My life turned in a way upside down in ways that I didn't really look forward to, which is staying at home, fixing some foods at home. I'm a person who eats out constantly. I leave the house at 4:30 in the morning. I get home at 6:30 at night, and I'm just not a homebody. So that's why I don't have pets, for one. But this was my answer. I said, it has been an adventuresome journey for Edward. It's been good for my soul to turn into a napping, non-working person who stays at home 90% of the time, fixes some of his own lunches and breakfast, has done little but watch inspiring videos like Joseph Campbell and others, not checked emails one single time in 7 days, cringing with pain at certain moments, and also surrendering to help from caring others, yet by myself many of the time. And I would not trade this week for anything. And it's true. It's been those things that we dread sometimes can be the greatest gifts if we embrace them and don't push them away. And I love this by Nelson Mandela. Especially when you having some conversations with other people, it might be a little difficult. It never hurts to see the good in someone because they often act the better for it. You know, you come at somebody with a little aggressiveness, they're going to shut down. They're going to be defensive. You're not going to see the good in people when you are the attacker. But, and you don't have to be a floor mat either. But if you can be caring and open with some type of energy that is more comfortable, it's often that that person's goodness will come out.
Yes. And that's a matter, I think, sometimes of security and confidence. You don't have to treat people that way initially, especially unless you're kind of an insecure person and been through some trauma of some sort. And I can't remember the old quote. It's basically, if you come at me with clenched fist, then that's what you'll be met with clenched fist. But if you come to me with conversation, you'll be met with conversation. I completely ruined that quote, but something like that.
Well, the thing is, if we open ourselves with softness, sometimes the first response from the other person is still somewhat harsh. We have to take a pause and give them a second chance many times because they're already wired for that first response. But a little bit of pause can allow them to be the kind of person you would like.
I think, too, either one, if the only tool in my toolbox is anger or aggression, or if the only tool in my toolbox is submission and being just a doormat, then it's... that limits me. And so, you know, if that's the only way I can respond to people or filter through life, I'm going to miss half of the great interactions. You know, being weak, if that's the only option I have, then it's not being weak by choice. That's not me being a nice guy. It's me being nice because I have no options.
Bingo. I love
that. And being aggressive is the same thing. Mm-hmm. Both of them come from a place of insecurity and lack of learning.
It sure does. And fear. It does.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have a lecture at Nutrition World on June 6 on brain function and memory. Dr. Pavey is flying up here from, I think, Florida. She's been with us one time. We had a packed house. She's a physician who is very skilled on the use of what we call nutraceuticals in our green pharmacy. I love the word green pharmacy, which is places like Nutrition World or wellness centers and clinics around the country. So sign up at nutritionw.com, and it's free.
And what is that? What's
it's
it on?
It's going to be on... basically memory and brain health, and what can we do to optimize that as we age? I forget her last lecture, but it was extremely well done. Had a packed house of probably 50, 60 people.
Wow.
And I may have mentioned this last time. I'm not sure. I'm not going to be able to mention any details, but we're in the works of talking to a pediatrician who understands that antibiotics are not necessary in most infections with children because most infections are virus-oriented.
Right.
And she doesn't just go along with the dogma because
that's not her default.
Right. No, she's just not. Yeah. And she says, and I loved her conversation. She said, I advise parents, I'm here to help you through this journey, but I'm not going to give you an antibiotic. And the parent says, well, last time she had an ear infection, we gave her one. And the pediatrician says, well, so what day was it that you gave her the antibiotic? Well, day 3 or 4. And she said, the reason she got better was because she was going to get better anyway by day 5, and yet you gave the credit to the antibiotic. And I will be here to support you during the 5 to 7 days that it will take. If things turn really bad, then we'll do one. But even the pediatricians group in this country says do not give an antibiotic the first 48 hours because they understand that many times it takes care of itself.
Okay.
So I just love that kind of philosophy. We hope to get her within our center.
Mm-hmm.
If we do, it'll be 18 practitioners that we will then have at that point at Nutrition World.
Good for you.
Yep. It is. It's growing. Dr. Johnson's booked out 3 months. Brandon's booked out 2 months. Adam is doing well. I do appointments if I can forget to quit double booking.
Yeah. You get in double the appointments, apparently, than everybody.
That's true. Yeah. I had to actually give it to her free because I just felt so bad about it. And pediatricians are incentivized by insurance companies' bonuses to maintain high vaccination rates with all federally recommended vaccines. you got to realize this is a conflict of interest. Anyone who's listening to this, that doesn't mean I'm anti-vaccine. It means that, as this says, in depositions in a trial recently in Tennessee, scientists from the Kennedy Institute at Johns Hopkins makes it clear that children should be screened before their first vaccination. There are ways to determine sensitivities in children. No one is doing that. No one. And it's making the susceptible children sometimes burdened by life because of these vaccines. All right, my friend. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World, and have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.